Every Thursday, round about this time, we bring you a different point of view with Annika Burns. Annika Burns is a former political communicator. She's also a self-described ex-liberal turned conservative. We've known each other for a while, and we've sometimes had opposing points of view, never real arguments, but Annika feels her positions on issues are sometimes so contrary to mine that she'd like to challenge me on radio. So you know what? I said I'll give you 10 minutes every week to have this discussion with me on air. Annika Burns, welcome to A Different Point of View. Why do you think I'm so contrary in opinion to you, Annika? Good morning.
Morning, Lester. Thanks for having me. You know, I've just watched you kind of over the years and, you know, thought to myself sometimes like, you know, I might have said something different about that issue, or, oh, you know, I would like to challenge him on that. So I kind of noticed that perhaps we would have an interesting discussion on some of the more current topics these days, I guess.
Why do you call yourself an ex-liberal turned conservative? I'm only reading what you gave me here.
So, I mean, some people might remember me from a few years ago. I was involved heavily in the Democratic Alliance, and I kind of earned my professional stripes there. And I was the Western Cape comms manager for a while, and I was totally in the, I drank the Kool-Aid, you know, I was part of the company, and I've just kind of took on all of the liberal views. But then kind of as I got older, you know, I realized it doesn't all make sense from an ideological and from a moral point of view, you know. For instance, like the individual above all else, and I guess we'll get into it in some of the topics we'll look at today, versus what are we actually striving for as a society, as a family unit, as a community, you know. So, I mean, I guess as I grew older, my values started to change. And I just don't hear a credible conservative voice in South Africa, even though I do think that there's a large, you know, chunk of us in the population, you know, out there that have these kind of more conservative values, you
okay,
know,
okay.
From like a, yeah.
So but some would also argue that the DA has shifted also a little bit to the right alongside with you. You have maybe just gone a little bit more to the right, eh?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think that the DA is really a voice for people on the right. I think that they're quite solidly in the center.
Okay.
Yeah.
But let's not get into the party politics.
Yeah.
That's not why we have you here. Well, you raise certain issues that we wanna ventilate on air, and if we have contrary points of view, so be it. The first conversation you want to have is about a KZN mother this week being reported to abandon a 3-month-old baby, left a note saying, among other things, "Please don't judge me," and "We can't even abort safely any more." Your thoughts on this?
Okay, so I think I just need to apologize in advance if I get a little bit heated, or if I come off as harsh. I do understand that as a new mother, there is so much pressure on you to care for this totally dependent person who has got no understanding of the world around them, can do nothing for themselves. And it's worse still if you do not have that family and community and social structure to support you, which I think we're seeing a lot of in our country today. I mean, I think there's something like 3,500 of these abandoned babies each year. Now, if you just do the math, that is a staggering amount on a monthly basis. And that obviously tells you that these mothers are not being supported. Fine, point taken, but I just found it staggering that the majority of the note, I don't know if you've had a look at the note that she left, but the bulk of what she was saying was all about her. Don't judge me, and, you know, the system failed me, but very little about the baby. Oh, I had a dream for him to become a doctor one day. Unfortunately, I can't look after him. Please care for him. No, the view or the tone that you get from the mom is like, oh, I'm not a bad person. Just, you know, just take this child and, you know, let me, It's a bit concerning. Like, are we seriously valuing human life?
But,
are we
but is she a bad person? I'm sorry to break your stride there, but is she a bad person if a system that is meant to protect particularly those most vulnerable and in our society that is particularly young women, and if she says, I wasn't even given the opportunity to make a responsible reproductive health choice, then we should feel some sympathy for, because it is a system which she didn't sign up to, but is imposed on her, that has failed her.
Look, I can definitely feel sympathy for her being alone in that situation. Being a mother myself, you know, that's a time when you need support. However, what about a condom? What about abstinence? You know, why does it have to be abortion or abandonment? I think that those are extreme, you know, and I'm kind of giving you a peek into some of my other views here, which we'll probably talk about at another point or maybe now. But we can't even abort safely anymore. I mean, how did you get to that point in the situation? Why not?
Because when young women go to clinics to ask for reproductive health choices, they are largely stigmatized by the nurses in the community. That's something that I've spoken to people about. Also, we look at the power dynamics of sex. It is largely men, and in many cases older men, many cases men with money using that power to coerce young women into sex. And at the same time, I don't take away people's personal autonomy when it comes to their reproductive health choices.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's someone's autonomy, and then there's the outcome of their autonomy, which is affects the next person's autonomy, i.e. the baby in this case. So as a mother, you know that when you are with child, you are not fully your own. You can't just eat whatever you want to eat. You can't consume whatever you want to consume, because you have to consider another person. And in that same way, I just feel that this note from this mother shows a lack of concern for this baby. And I think it points to something bigger in society. We can't abort safely anymore. Meaning what? Meaning, like, how many abortions? Should we judge a woman for how many abortions she's had?
No, we shouldn't.
I think yes. I think we should. I think it's a big problem.
It's a legal and totally responsible reproductive health choice. I'll read the message. I'll read the note here for our listeners. Hi, you might be wondering why I dumped my baby. Don't wonder. Don't just help her if you can and call authorities, but don't judge me. I have spoken twice with social workers. They delaying to assist. I know this looks bad, but I had no option. The system is fragile, and we can't even abort safely anymore because hospitals have too strict rules. I can totally appreciate it. Let's move on very quickly. It's Africa Oil Week this week, and there's been lots of discussion around what does a just transition mean. Why do you want to talk about this?
So I think this is important for us because we are not yet developed. I mean, we're sort of, you know, we've got all the potential, but, you know, due to some political forces and, you know, pandemic perhaps, we're not really on track yet to compete with the developed nations in the world. And I use the term compete loosely. But to get to your question, it was interesting to me that when I read some of the coverage around the Africa Oil Week, specifically a quote here from an energy minister from Uganda. She's saying that oil and gas is an asset that we plan to use to lift our people out of poverty in Uganda. But if you look at what our energy minister had to say, it was kind of more on the fence, you know. And I think this is an important issue when it comes to the energy sustainability of South Africa and of Africa as it pertains to our future competitiveness in the world. Like, if we're saying we want to transition to alternative means of energy, like what are we really talking about? And are those means of energy there? Like, are they available yet?
Annika, so you someone who says drill, baby, drill. Is that your stance on?
Well, I wouldn't say drill irresponsibly, but do drill responsibly. Do get the oil. I mean, why shouldn't we also benefit from a fuel? I mean, so how would we drive around it? You know, how would we take our flight?
Annika, really appreciate it. That's all we have time for.